Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The final edition.
Don't forget to write me every day.
This is part one of One Sketch Per Writer. In this episode, and one other coming up, we're looking back on sketches from our 300 episodes and pulling out no more than one sketch per writer. It doesn't mean it's the writer's best sketch, though maybe it is, but the main criteria are that it be a sketch we haven't repeated too much already, and that each writer only gets one. Also, this does not cover everyone who has written for the final edition, mostly because it leaves out anything produced in New York. I left New York at the end of 2013, so after that, I don't remember who wrote what, and even before that, I don't remember much. Anyway, this week we've got 12 writers represented. In a future show, we'll have another 12, I think. This is the final edition, Radio Hour.
What I'm going to see when you get to Syracuse, if the ghosts don't walk, take...
Hello and welcome to this evening's broadcast of The Hello Show. I'm your host, Terry Hammond. Our guests this evening are Dean of Academics at Pepperdine University of Law, Danelle Reese.
Hello.
Hello. German physicist and expert in the field of electromagnetic transmissions, Henry Kurtz.
Hello.
Hello. An Irish musician, humanitarian, and lead singer of the band U2, let's say hello to Bono.
Hello.
Hello. Well, that's our show this evening. Please join us next week as we say hello to three brand new guests.
Wait, that's it?
Yep, that's all.
I drove an hour to get here, and that's the end of the show?
We said hello, what more do you want?
To be interviewed?
Well, not on this show. It's the Hello Show for a reason. It's in the title.
This is ridiculous!
Come on, Bono, you agree with me, right?
Hello.
Thank you! For the Hello Show, I'm Terry Hammond, and hello, I mean, goodbye.
This week on the final edition Radio Hour Best of Podcast Series, dull hosts discussing dry books.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, of course.
I see that.
That's a great
John Updike.
That's Sundays at 3 o'clock in the morning on the final edition Radio Network. From the movie producers of HBO's The Young Pope.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
And the producers of Boss Baby. It's...
Well, someone's going to have to change those diapers.
What is this, the papacy or the poopacy?
The Baby Pope.
Who's the most powerful little guy in the whole world, huh? Is it you? It sure is, isn't it?
The Los Angeles Times calls it... a movie.
I just don't think someone like you can understand the subtle intricacies of the power in the Vatican. You're too young and naive. You just don't know how the world works yet.
Forgive me, Cardinal, but I believe he is the Holy Father here and not you. He's more than just an age. He is the conduit for the Lord's word, and the Lord moves through him and... Now, it looks like the Lord's moving right through him right now. Oh, God, what is that, carrots? Pardon me.
The Denver Bronco says it's 132 minutes of what is technically considered a film.
Look, the nuns are all out doing charity work today, so one of us guys is going to have to change the Pope's diapers, okay? I say whoever gets the short cross.
Galileo!
Ugh, fine. Hey, wait, guys, look. There, in the diaper... is that...
Jesus Cristo!
Ave Maria!
Jesus Christ!
Well, that really is some holy shit.
The Seattle Herald says the movie theater was pleasantly cold.
Well, it says here you can't add baby formula to wine.
Aww. Starring Alec Baldwin as...
Put that wafer down. Communion is for closers.
The Baby Pope. Coming to theaters everywhere this fall of our Lord 2018.
Well, that's just about it for the 6 o'clock news. But before we go, let's throw it over to our substitute weather girl, Lupus Chalupus, with the 5-day forecast.
Hi, I'm your substitute weather girl, Lupus Chalupus. It's going to be real fucking sunny tomorrow and all fucking weekend long. Now, if we look at... What? Why is this producer guy waving his arms around at me? Are you trying to tell me how to do the weather, producer guy? Listen, sweetheart. I've been telling the greater San Bernardino area the weather for the last 13 years. It's gonna be real fucking sunny tomorrow and all fucking weekend long too. Stop your fucking arms, sweetheart. It's real disrespectful. I only came to... Wait, what town is this?
Chicago 6 o'clock news.
Oh, I never heard of it. But I only came here as a favor because your regular weather girl is out with gonorrhea. Sorry, on vacation. And you idiots can't even get my lighting right, because the grip is on vacation too. You should just shut the fuck up with the arms and say thank you. Yeah, keep doing it. It'll still be fucking sunny tomorrow and all fucking weekend long too.
Well, Lupus.
Nah, that's Miss Chalupas to you, Shabago guy.
Okay, sorry. Miss Chalupas, what's the rest of the 5-day forecast looking like?
Nah, Lupus Chalupas don't fuck with the 5-day. Weather's way too unpredictable for that shit. I just do 3. Any more fucking questions?
Nope.
Great. Well, I'm Lupus Chalupas. Good night. Wait, one more time, anchor guy?
Chicago.
I don't even know. That's it for the 6 o'clock news. Enjoy your fucking sunny weekend wherever you are. Now go watch Jeopardy or whatever.
Welcome back to the cable news situation space. To get an impartial view of both sides of this issue, we turn to our crosstalkers. From Georgetown University and The Washington Post, Professor David Hoffman.
Thank you for having me.
And our returning guest from the Outer Rim Worlds, a Tusken Raider. Tusken Raider, thank you for being back so soon and in greater numbers. Hello to you all as well. Now, David, we'll start with you. What do you think has made America so divided?
Well, Sandra, it's a range of things. First of all, the macroeconomic changes across... across numerous regional strata in the country.
Okay, a lot of voices right now.
Sandra, they're interrupting me.
David... Man up, it's a discussion. Tusken Raider, you were saying.
What are they even saying?
Okay. That's a good point.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. He's got you there, David.
I don't think I understand their language.
Well, whatever they're saying, they seem to mean it. Now, your rebuttal.
Come on, man.
Okay, our Tuscan guest is writing me a note. Thank you. David, a lot of people are saying bald guys in suits ought to be beaten and robbed. Your rebuttal.
That's ridiculous. Come on, hey.
Agreed. David, don't avoid the question.
Why did they bring weapons into the studio?
Oh, so now you're against the Second Amendment?
No. I mean, in some ways, I guess.
I love it. I just love
it. What do they keep saying? What is that?
Entertaining. Now, we're about out of time. Let's get a final word from each of you.
Look, if politics breaks down into people yelling at each other, how can we solve any of the... Oh, come on! Jesus! Hey, stop interrupting me, you sand people!
Jesus, David. The term is Tuscan Americans.
They're sand people? That's where they're from. I don't...
On that retrograde racist note, this has been the Cable News Situation Space. Join us again next week for another totally fair and impartial debate in the sense that I'll allow either side to win by yelling.
Recently, we were told about Jessica, a college student who could use some help paying her tuition. Looks like it's time for a random act of helpfulness.
Yeah, I recently applied for a grant, but I didn't get it, so I really don't have any money for next semester.
What if I told you that Honda was going to pay for your college until you graduate?
Yeah, that'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah, well, that's going to happen. Surprise!
Cool. Thanks, man.
Do you have anything you want to say?
Not really.
Are you excited at all?
Sure, I guess.
You guess? Honda is literally paying for your very expensive education that you otherwise could not afford.
Yeah, that's cool, but I don't know. I was just going to take out a loan. Don't get me wrong, it's really nice of you.
Nice of us? You're an ingrate, you know that?
Yeah, I can see that.
What? You don't even care that I just called you an ingrate?
Nah, that's fair.
You know what? Fuck you. We're taking the money back.
I understand.
You understand? Girl, you could have your entire education paid for. You pretty much need college education for just about anything these days, you know that.
My uncle's a mechanic and he never went to college and he was one of my favorite people. Are you knocking mechanics or something?
No. I work for Honda. That's not even the point. You want to go to college. It's expensive and you can't afford it. Therefore, Honda was going to do you a solid and just pay tens of thousands of dollars for you. But you know what? Forget it now. It's off the table.
It's cool. I get it. I'll take out a loan. That was my original plan anyway.
Do you know how many years it's going to take you to pay that off?
Don't
shrug at me.
I get it. It's the problem with us millennials, right?
Bitch, we're the same age. But yeah, actually it is. You know what? I'm out of here. Good luck with all the debt you're going to have.
It was nice meeting you. Good luck selling cars.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Wow, this party is really groovy. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
I don't know. Spell it out.
You know I can't spell.
Hey, let's get out of here. These people are freaks. I think they're hippies.
Let's go home and bake fudge.
Wow, you chicks are out of sight.
I'm scared.
Hey, baby. Want to get high and make some free love?
Dirty hippie.
Hey, you girls really showed those hippies what's what.
Are you ladies familiar with Jesus Christ?
Sure.
Well, come on. Let's go. He lives in the desert.
Once upon a time, there were three little girls who were very, very nice. They came from good suburban middle-class homes. I took them away from all of that. My name is Charlie. Charlie Manson, and they work for me now.
Well, you've been training for months now, and I think it's time for your first assignment.
Does it involve acid and indiscriminate sex with whoever Charlie chooses?
You are adorable. No, this is something special.
Are we going to infiltrate a female prison?
In time, girls, in time.
Charlie!
Hello, angels! Remember, angels, when your corporal body rises up and reality explodes, man, love is death, and death is love, and life is hate, and you are he as you are me, and he is me, and we are all together.
Charlie, focus.
Bosley, remind me to have them pull out your liver and roast it over a spit, man.
Spit. Got it.
Okay, angels, you're going to have some fun. First of all, let's take a shower, because you're all going to go to a Hollywood party, man.
Something tells me we're not just going to a Hollywood party.
Of course not, you stupid angel. Love is fear, man. Repeat.
Love is fear, Charlie.
Beautiful, man. Beautiful. you are going to investigate the corruption in the record industry and make Whitey think that it's the beginning of a black uprising.
Who's Whitey?
Are we going to get to wear cute outfits?
Is that Squeaky? You are so beautiful. Yes, Angel. You're going to wear hip hugger.
Ooh.
I've left you a little present. Bosley, if you would hand out the forks.
Is it a secret device?
Yeah, sure. You know, Angels, that I am society's mirror to society, and when you hold up a mirror to a mirror, you get clarity and truth, man, and the righteous will rise up, and I am the light I could sing to. Want to hear me sing?
Well,
Michel, my belle, bon tissante, bon très bien ensemble, très bien ensemble.
Well, we gotta go now.
And I play guitar. I write my own songs. Listen.
Really should start killing pigs, Charlie.
Oh, yeah. Well, good luck, Angels.
Great job on your first mission, Angels. You girls are the grooviest. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Uh-oh.
What is it, Angel?
Do you spell Skelter with a C or with a K?
Hey, did you know that now Amazon's Alexa can microwave a potato for you? Here, check it out. I just give the command. Alexa, one potato.
Playing nursery rhyme. One potato.
No, no, Alexa, I want you to make dinner.
Calling Mike Donner.
No, Alexa, no. I want you to heat it in the microwave.
Playing Heat Wave by Martha Reeves and the Vandellas.
No, Alexa, listen, I just want you to heat a potato.
Sending pictures of your genitalia to former U.S. Senator Barbara Boxer.
Ah, that's not even close.
You're right, it's me. Do you want me to order Chinese? Because honestly, I don't feel like cooking.
Yeah, okay. Mushu pork from the Jade Dragon again.
You know I could kill you if I wanted to.
Okay, everybody, we're back here at KPJC, Pacoima Junior College, and once again, this is Brewster. In case you forgot, and that was Leftist Baby Arm with their new single, Lovesick Piss Boy, which is currently available in bubblegum pink vinyl only. Before that was The Gigglebats with Patrick's Tears, and they will be performing at an all-ages show this Wednesday night in Pacoima at the Stink Bomb. That show starts at 11:40 p.m., so I hope to see you all out there. Also in that set was Princess Unicorn with their hit song, Mr. Sassy Pants. It's been getting a lot of attention on Vimeo right now, so check that out. I have a quick announcement. The All Ages show this Wednesday at the Stink Bomb in Pacoima has been canceled due to a sudden outbreak of rabies in that area. The show will be postponed pending further city ordinances. And finally, at the top of the set was the Judge Judy's with the song Happy Pig. They started out through a GoFundMe campaign 2 months ago and will be playing at Dakota Johnson's birthday party this weekend, so congrats to them. Well, that's all my time for this week's show.
Honey, are you almost done? Sorry, but no one was around, so I just let myself in. Did you already sign off on that thing?
No! Mom, I'm still on the air. Can't you just go away in the car? OMG, we go through this every time you visit me. Well,
I don't think you want me to drag all that laundry I washed for you in here, do you?
Mother, there's like a dozen people that can hear this.
Well, maybe they should. I'll go wait in the car, you little ingrate.
Sorry for that. Technical difficulty. Thanks for listening, guys. I'm Brewster. Next week, here's some more music.
Okay, burgers are up. Who's hungry?
Great. Where's the mustard?
Ooh, sorry, Joanna. No mustard.
No mustard at a cookout?
Not exactly. I know how you like mustard and mayo on your burgers, so I've got Mayo Must from Heinz's new saucy sauce line.
Now you can enjoy the spicy kick of mustard and the savory tang of mayonnaise without juggling two condiments at once. It's Mayo Must from your friends at Heinz.
Fine, but do you have barbecue sauce?
Better. I've got Mayo Q.
Now you can enjoy the savory tang of mayonnaise with a sweet zing of barbecue sauce from your friends at Heinz.
I hesitate to ask, is there ketchup?
Now you can enjoy Cranch, a combination of ketchup and ranch dressing. Cranch! Use it on everything! From your friends at Heinz.
Look, I love ketchup and I love ranch dressing, but separately. You know, we don't need to have everything mashed together. I like peanut butter and jelly, but I don't need them in the same jar.
Oh, well then I better not show you my new bottle of Groy sauce.
Groy sauce?
Now you can enjoy the sweetness of grape jelly with the saltiness of soy sauce. Goes great on pizza, hot wings, and pound cake.
Stop it!
And you probably don't want to try Horsamite.
Now you can enjoy the spicy, sinus-clearing taste of horseradish with Britain's favorite salty, yeast-based food spread, Marmite.
Wait, I don't know how this slipped through, but you have a regular jar of egg mayonnaise.
Ooh, not quite.
Now you can enjoy the smooth tang of mayonnaise with the seasonal nostalgia of the Cadbury cream egg. Heinz!
Please tell me this is a joke. You know, like the last two.
It's not. This is real. It was originally an April Fool's joke, but then a couple of guys from our UK offices got drunk and somehow got it authorized for sale. Cadbury cream egg flavored mayo. It's real! Heinz, 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 Heinz!
April 24th. Everything comes back.
Everything?
Everything comes back. All the shows you've been missing. Game of Thrones, Veep, Silicon Valley.
That's amazing.
That book you left in your sister's car that was gone for a year.
Hey!
It comes back, April 24th.
Thanks.
1992 gold medal Olympian Christy Yamaguchi. Where has she been? Yamaguchi ain't telling, but she comes back.
Okay.
Remember that dog? That dog that Mom and Dad said ran away from home?
Mr. Nutters?
Mr. Nutters is back, and he's better than ever.
Where has he?
That train of thought, toot toot, pulls into station 424. Those cargo shorts you gave to Goodwill? On April 24th, the prodigal pockets return.
That really wasn't the... Wait, Papa?
Your dad went out for smoke 17 years ago, and he comes back on Big 2-4.
They were Marlboro Lights. Forgive me.
Remember the sun?
You mean that sun?
Stop pointing at the decoy sun, because soon you won't have to. April 24th, the sun is back.
Why would anyone steal the sun?
Remember that baby tooth?
No.
Yes.
Please, no?
On April 24th, April 24th comes back, and it's more April 24th-y than ever. Plus, special guest star, April 23rd, one night before the main event. It's the doubleheader you won't want to miss, and in fact, you can't miss. April 24th, everything comes back.
Jon Snow?
Except possibly Jon Snow.
Coming this fall, another show to make you hate being American. From the makers of Duck Dynasty comes Hillbilly Dentist.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm from out of town, and I have a dental emergency. The guy at the gas station suggested I come here.
You never should have come here in these parts.
What?
I get the sawbones. Here, Zigarette, we got one!
Hi, I'm Dr. Zig. You never should have come here in these parts.
Hi, how are you?
I think I got an impacted molar. Are you sure you're a dentist? I mean, this place doesn't look fully licensed.
Frog spit. We're fully qualified for any sort of healing. Nurse Lizzie, please fetch my assistant.
He's, get your smelly butt in here and tell the others.
This here is my half-wit brother. He's the shame of the family. And also a highly qualified dental hygienist. Say howdy, Dr. Zug.
Well, what do we got here? Looks like a city feller. You never should have come here in these parts.
Dr. Zug, may I confer with you for a spell? Hey, Zug, he ain't got no hair on his face.
I know. He ain't got no facial hair.
Now, city feller, open wide. Uh-oh. Looks like you got gingivitis.
You mean I have gum disease?
Hell no, you got gingivitis.
This has gone too far. I demand to see your boss.
You want to talk to the boss? Here, I'll go get the boss. Hi, I'm the boss. Who's been calling me?
You know, I just did.
You know better than to interrupt me during the chicken ritual.
Hey, boss.
Hi, Mom.
No, I'm your mom. I'm leaving. You people are nothing but inbred hayseeds with no qualifications whatsoever for proper dental care.
Goose grease!
Kill them and eat them!
Whimsical little yarn if it ends there, right? But there are many more endings to choose from. Please, spin the magic wheel of endings to discover where fate can lead us. The city feller thinks he is a chair.
Sit on me! I'm a genuine Louis XIV! You don't like me because I'm made from rare Brazilian teak wood.
The gum disease joke is reversed.
Open wide, city feller. Uh-oh, looks like you got gum disease.
You mean I've got gingivitis?
Hell no, you got gum disease.
The city feller discovers he has chanced upon a rural enclave of erudite Shakespearean actors.
Our purses shall be proud, our garments poor.
For 'tis the mind that makes the body rich.
And as the sun breaks through the darkest clouds,
so honor peereth in the meanest habit.
Yeah!
The hayseeds turn out to be friendly squirrels in search of nuts.
You mean I have gum disease?
Next time, Hillbilly High Yield Municipal Bond Fund Manager.
So that was all written by Keith Saltajanes, Jeff Hendrick, Samantha Jane Gerwitz, Ben Kirshner, Alex Schmidt, Candice Martellaro, Kurt Weitzman, Bruce Cherry, Ebby Parker, Joe Davis, Bridget Fitzgerald, and Jim Earle. It was all performed by most of those people, plus Jessica Park, Dominique DeBell, Barry Lank, Gil Barron, Mike Bisaw, John Gutierrez, Gene Augusto, Chase O'Donnell, and Rob Gordon, most of whom have sketches of their own coming up in part two of this collection. All of these sketches were produced and engineered by Barry Lank, with technical help at the UBN Studios by the mighty Kurt Carlson. Lots of music by Kevin MacLeod. We'll be back next week, maybe with part two of this. Maybe not. I don't know. Good night.
The rat came out of his hole again. He sidled up to the rum on the floor.
was a little bit shy, but he winked one eye, and he got him a little bit more. He didn't go back to his hole that time, but he stayed by the pool of gin.